The deadline to participate in the 2020 census count is at the end of this month. Community groups are hard at work on eastern Long Island to improve participation. The East End is dramatically undercounted. Nearly every community is below the national average of 65% participation. The lowest response is from East Hampton, West Hampton Beach, and Orient, where less than 30% have filled out the census. Joining us now is Carolyn Peabody, clinical professor at Stony Brook University. She specializes in policy and political action and is Census Coalition partner. Carolyn, thank you for joining us on All Things Considered.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you explain briefly why the East End is undercounted?
So the East End is has kind of a variety of different kinds of housing. Lots of second houses. So to some extent, the undercount can be explained by the fact that there are people who don't count themselves here, but in some other community in the city, for example. But it's also because there are a lot of people who are both documented and undocumented immigrants, Native Americans and African Americans, who are reluctant to fill out the census. And so there's a tremendous need among that community for there to be outreach.
The census count dictates how much federal funding communities get and how many seats they get in the House of Representatives. Why is an accurate census count important now more than ever?
There are lots of important reasons why now is more important than ever that people fill out the census. Clearly, in terms of the COVID pandemic, has created an enormous amount of additional need that exists in all communities. So the funding that's going to be allocated to address the repercussions of the COVID pandemic is going to be most likely using the census data. In addition, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are allocated annually will be allocated for the next 10 years using the data from the information from the 2020 census. And they're used to fund programs like Head Start, Pell Grants for college, funds for hospitals, nursing homes, road work, school breakfast and lunch programs, Medicaid, Indian Health Service, programs for the aging, transit funding, highway construction, Medicare, programs for women under the Violence Against Women Act that protect women from domestic violence. There's so many programs that are impacted by the allocations that are based on the census data. And in addition, again, it's going to be decisions that are made for the next 10 years are going to be based on the answers that we get, the data that we get from the census right now.
I understand you wear many hats in the community as an educator, but also as a community organizer. How are community groups and local officials trying to improve census participation on the East End?
So after the pandemic hit, what we had to do was to completely shift gears and to move into virtual and remote efforts to try to reach out using social media and do all kinds of creative Facebook live events that have been incredibly challenging because it's really hard to get out to as many people as we would have gotten out had the pandemic not hit. So one of the things that we're doing right now is, as a last-ditch effort, because the census deadline is coming up on September 30th, we have built a coalition together, and under the leadership of Martha Maffei from SEPA Mujer, we have decided to pull together a caravan that's going to be from both the North and the South Fork. It's going to simultaneously leave from both forks and end up in Riverhead for a press conference at the government buildings on Route 51. So what's going to happen is that on this Thursday at 9:30, we will leave Greenport at St. Agnes in, on the North Fork, and on the South Fork, cars will leave from Sacred Heart Church on Hill Street in Southampton and pick up more cars from Good Ground Park in Hampton Bays and converge on government buildings for a press conference with County Exec Steve Vallone and the town supervisors from Southold, Riverhead, and Southampton as well as Representative Fred Thiel and leaders from local schools, hospitals, and organizations that will emphasize how the potential financial and political impact that will result from the undercount of the census is going to thoroughly threaten life on the East End. And any kind of undercount would do that, but the kind of undercount that we've had and that we're facing right now that are reflected in the numbers from the census is really devastating.
Who are you hoping to reach on Thursday with this caravan event?
So what we're hoping to do is to call attention. There has been a relative dearth of voices from public leaders. They have been trying in their own ways, but we're trying to bring everyone together on the East End to highlight the fact that this is something that everyone is going to be affected by. And so what we're trying to do is, by doing the caravans, we're trying to sort of call attention. And by ending up at this press conference, what it's going to enable us to do, hopefully, is to make enough noise to bring attention to people and urge people to understand that not only is it a safe process, that people, one of the reasons that people don't fill out the census is because they're afraid, and that the data that they're giving about themselves is going to be used against them. And so our leaders are going to reassure everyone that this is a very safe process where there is strict confidentiality. No information about any individual is ever released to any other department, and it's only reported in its aggregate form, and so it's completely safe. And people who work for the census are under law. If they violate and share any information, they're at risk of a fine of $250,000 and time in jail. So it's a very safe process. It takes about 7 to 10 minutes. So we're trying to get as many people to hear that from, not just from us, from all of the community leaders, but also from tribal and political leaders and the leaders of all the organizations, schools, and hospitals that can let people know how important it is and how the impact will be pretty devastating if we maintain the current numbers that we have counted so far.
Carolyn Peabody is a Census Coalition partner. She is working to drive households in eastern Long Island to participate in the census. You can participate in the census count by phone, mail, or online at 2020census.gov.